Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Carrie Spiewak.
It was really hard because he would tell me he was sorry. He would do something like push me or throw me against the wall, but then he would cry and say, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't mean to. I just lost my temper. I love you.
That was Carrie. Here's Rob.
The Don and Mike Show.
Boom, boom, bubba dums.
The magic of Mother's Day.
Bum, bum.
Caution. Retards in area. The Don and Mike Show.
It's the holiday we don't understand because we all love our moms.
Yeah, we do.
So that's acceptable. When it gets to be your wife, your chick, your girlfriend, the mother of your children, that's when it gets a little hinky for guys.
A little strange.
Not that you don't want to celebrate the fact that she squeezed out your children.
Mm-hmm. Little strange. The rules have changed.
It's just it's not 50-50 as far as Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Right. No, Father's Day, kind of a throwaway. As Rob said, dads and grads. They even tack the graduates on there.
And I know that women will say, well, without us, you can't have babies. Right. And we say, well, hey, who's got the goo?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's as you say that often.
Who's got the goo?
That's
my
right.
My favorite game show. I think it was Bill Cohen.
Welcome to Who's Got the Goo?
I'm Johnny Olsen speaking for Who's Got It?
What glorious goo.
All right. Anyway, let's see what we can do here now on the fly for Mother's Day.
I would like to alert our listening audience to have a box of Kleenex nearby because this is going to be touching.
This is on the fly, so there's no accounting for how lame this is going to be.
Mm-hmm. How magical, Don.
That's right. It's IOU by Jimmy Dean with a bunch of our favorite tapes of some of our favorite mothers.
Some of the greatest mothers in history.
Right. I think, as we mentioned about an hour ago, spoken word tribute to mothers everywhere from the great Jimmy Dean.
As you head home for your weekend, prepare to be touched.
You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom past credit cards and baby pictures, green stamps. You usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry.
I love you, Mommy dearest.
I love you, Tina, darling.
I was cleaning out my wallet the other day and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue.
Get me a soda with some ice in it. Evan, hurry up, Mama. Chap, chap, Evan, come on.
Funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I kind of feel like right now might be a pretty good time for an accounting.
What not?
That's a wild card.
You got me there.
Wild card.
Lady, I don't give a diddly sh- what they call me.
Mom, you listening?
Mom?
Mom, I owe you for so many things.
You love it, don't you? You love to make me hit you!
Joan! Barbara, please! Please, Barbara! Leave us alone, Barbara. If you need anything, ask Carol Ann. It's wonderful.
A lot of services. Like night watchman, for instance. For lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards.
This is wonderful! You! You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter!
And me coming in too late. You had the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house.
A reporter? I told you how important this is to me. I told you!
I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger.
Austin, I'd like you to meet somebody. This is my mother, Mrs. Exposition.
How do you do? Austin!
My God, man, what have you done?
That's not your mother, it's a man, baby!
Turkey out of tuna fish. and two big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears. All work.
Christina, you haven't touched your lunch.
Done by hand. And for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life.
It's raw.
It's rare, not raw.
It's got all this red juice when I push on it.
Then don't push on it.
And for washing and ironing no laundry could ever do.
Darling, rare meat is good for you. The doctor said so. Christina. Meat loses its vitamins if it's overcooked.
And for drying the tears of childhood and for ironing out the problems of growing up.
I've had my vitamins this morning. Pills.
What not?
I owe you for service as a bodyguard.
Irwin, what the hell's going on out there?
Nothing, Mama.
For protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms, nightmares, and too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention. For nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever.
Forget it! I fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
Miss Crawford, we don't want any hard feelings.
You don't know what hard feelings are until I come out publicly against your product and you'll see how much you sell.
And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh, no. Important things like... Don't scratch it or it won't get well.
Yeah.
If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that.
Yeah, Jimmy.
And probably most important of all was...
Please, Miss Crawford. It's hardly necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
Don't f*** with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Be sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident.
What not?
And owe you for veterinarian services.
You forget the press I delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want.
For feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope. And for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment.
You love it, don't you? You love to make me hit you!
Entertainment that kept the household going during some pretty tough times.
Oh, you lost again.
It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair to win twice.
Ah, but nobody ever said that life was fair, Tina. I'm bigger and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
Then I'm not going to play with you anymore. Ever.
For wonderful productions at Christmas, 4th of July, and birthdays. And for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget.
Stop it, damn it! I got a rash ball in my ear.
I owe you for construction work. For building kites, confidence, hopes and dreams. And somehow you made them all touch the sky.
I love you, Mommy dearest.
I love you, Tina, darling.
What not?
And for cementing a family together so it would stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows. And for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life.
Come on, let's see
on.
Another one.
You've had enough,
John. But I'm tired, Mommy.
Quitter.
I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life that a growing boy's just got to have.
He's only a kid.
So was I. Only a kid. I learned early. Life goes by too damned fast. You've got to know how to compete and win.
Things like... Old pair of high top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife.
Aww.
And one thing, Mom.
Owen, you did it, didn't you, Owen?
No, Mama, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, Mama, honest to God, I didn't do it.
You told them to take me away.
No, Mama, no.
Mama.
You came to take me away.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mama. My mom is not feeling very well.
Not feeling well, my foot.
I will never, ever forget when there were only two pieces of apple pie left and three hungry people. I noticed that you were the one who suddenly decided that you really didn't like apple pie in the first place.
I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
These are just a very few of the things for which payment is long overdue.
Why can't you treat me the way I would be treated by any stranger on the street?
The person I owe him to worked very cheap. She managed by simply doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself.
Because I am not one of your fans!
What not?
My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay.
Hey, you know something? No, bro. I had a dream last night.
But you know, the nicest thing about it all is that...
No war!
There it is.
Hangers!
I know that she'll mark the entire bill paid in full.
What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever?
For just one kiss and four little words.
What's wire hangers doing in this closet?
Mom.
Answer me!
I love you.
Your friend had an accident. He's dead. He's a bully and leaves hopes to take care of me.
He's dead?
See for yourself.
Larry, my friend. My friend, Larry.
My friend, you little crybaby. You bury him in the yard before he stinks up the place.
I ask you to keep the children quiet today. And for Christ's sake, get them out of the garden.
I'm sorry, Joan.
Have Tina bring me up my coffee.
What not?
Bravo.
Yeah.
That's it. That was a lot of new twists.
That's great.
I like that.
A lot of new stuff with old Jimmy Dean this year.
You got me with the dream. You got me with that one. Uh-huh. Didn't see that one coming.
Did we ever get to this one? Just give me a soda with ice.
No, you played that one, did?
Oh, did we? Did we play the one about the wax ball?
Stop it, damn it! I got a wax ball in my ear.
Yeah. A wax ball in my ear.
I think you covered it. The only thing I was waiting for the whole thing was wire hangers, and you saved it till the bitter end.
Christina,
got that one.
I love you, Mommy Dearest.
I love you, Tina, darling.
And you never play the real attack when Christina. And Joan have the real, like, you hear the smashing where they fall down together because you really, didn't we have that whole thing the other day?
Yeah, we did.
That doesn't work in that particular segment.
It doesn't work in that mashup.
But kudos for the whatnot.
Yeah, whatnot.
Man, that was special as a tribute to Jimmy Dean.
Sure was.
And to mothers everywhere.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
There you go. And now a man who lies to his father about his nicotine habit.
Yes, he does.
Charlie Elston.
Mm-hmm.
Standing by with the CE News.
Curly Joe.
He's a liberal.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
No, you got to do it the right way, Mike.
He's a liberal!
He's a liberal!
I'll be Fred, you be Ginger.
What's your take on it?
You know, look, these guys are extreme liberals.
Dumbass.
Right.
What not?
There it is.
Here I go! Get it!
Christina! Christopher! Damn it!
whatnot.
That's a great one. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. We'll get the news with Charlie. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.